This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm angry. I'm fired up. I'm upset about what's happening in the world today, what the New World Order is up to. And I want to fight them. I want humanity to wake up to the human struggle against tyranny that's gone on since ancient times. I want to convince the yuppies out there that they have a stake in understanding that government has always been corrupt and has always been the most dangerous thing that free peoples face. I'm Alex Jones. We're now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission on this 24th of September 2003 broadcast. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I know we have loaded phones here. We're going to be going to Mark and Don and Ron and Charles and Scott and others. It's always nice to hear from some females as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. All right, it's come out that Arnold was involved in more than just gay magazines, homosexual magazines. Now it turns out that he's in the private collection of some of the, wealthy perverts. And this has already come out years before. But I say this means he'll even get a bigger endorsement by the Republican Party and Christian right leaders. Because if you don't own racehorses, if you don't spend $1.4 million on gambling and have prostitutes, if you don't go to the Bohemian Grove to engage in satanic rituals, you're not a real Christian conservative, according to the news. If you really do love Jesus and you love the sovereignty of this country and you care about the Second Amendment, you're a communist. And I'm not being sarcastic. This is the new system. You know, terms change, folks, and so I'm a communist. I mean, I got to be honest about it. I hate socialization. I hate big government. I hate Stalin. I'm a communist. You're a good conservative if you love Mao and Lenin and Che Guevara. They were good capitalists. Now you're thinking, oh, you're being sarcastic. No. Earlier last year in the BBC, Jiang Zemin, outgoing communist dictator, president, said, capitalism is the greatest form of communism. People said, why did he say that? Well, because it's true. Capitalism isn't free market. It's another form of command and control. The capitalists created communism. They spawned it. If you can't figure that out, well, we'll get more into it. So we'll get into the recall election in California is back on the table right now. Back on the table for the 7th of October. And, again, it doesn't matter how anti-gun or pro-abortion Arnold is. He's going to get endorsed by the socialist whore Limbaugh and all of their minions and pomps. And so we'll get into that. Also, troops were harassing families, pulling them out of cars at checkpoints. Foreign troops in Scotland. Scotland hasn't been invaded in hundreds of years, and last time it happened, it was the British. But now they've been invaded by, of course, Eastern Bloc troops, and that's BBC. We've been invaded here. It's all part of conditioning and probing. We'll get into some of the foreign troop movements. Also, terror group under U.S. protection, and that's out of the News Observer. Of course, yesterday it was the BBC. With the Germans protecting al-Qaeda, because it turned out they were CIA. More staged arrests of so-called terrorists by Musharraf. And Pakistan turns out they're CIA. It goes on and on. So a lot of key news in this hour. But first, when we get back, I'm going to go to these all these great folks. Try to go to you as quickly as possible today. The websites are prisonplanet.com. Infowars.net, Infowars.com, VirginUtah.com. Those are just some of our websites, different looks, different info. You'll definitely want to spread the word and check them out today. And help me expose Arnold Schwarzenegger as the neocon big government pimp that he is. I'm sorry, whore that he is. Help us. Go get the article I wrote about it, the most detailed I've seen out there. Email it out to everybody. The headline is, New World Order Elite has big plans for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Email that out to everybody. Post it on the news groups. Send it to Rents and others. Get them to post it. Because people need to know. This is a great way to expose what George Bush and his people really are.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let me cover this one article, and then I promise I'll go straight to your calls. This is out of the BBC today. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And before I read this article, I just want to remind you that in my films The Takeover and Road to Tyranny and Police State 2000, I have video of U.S. Army troops running checkpoints in Texas, in California, in Maryland. They pull families out of cars in North Carolina. They take people to jail. They shove women around. I've got news articles, not just video, but stuff out of Tennessee where they had U.S. Army out. They grab everybody out, put their boots on their heads, looking for drugs. This is before 9/11, okay, that they were getting rid of Posse Comitatus before that. And in about 30% of the cases, and we've seen hundreds of these around the country, we've been to dozens on the ground, there will be foreign troops. And in every case, if they're off base, they are Czech Republic, they are Russian, they could even be from Belarus, Tajikistan, Pakistan, they will be from Ukraine, occasionally Israeli, French, British, Australian, but generally... You sometimes Chinese, but that's only on base with role players. And they'll admit, this is for the U.S., this is for emergencies, they're going to bring foreign troops in, we have the Army War College, we have the Associated Press, this has been set up since 99, publicly. So then when you read an article like this, just listen to this article, okay? Because this is going on in London. This is going on all over. They're training people to put up with this. Now, notice, in England, they're getting mad about national ID cards. Not here. We're just accepting it like idiots. They get upset about troops pointing guns at their family over there. We're so desensitized here. Oh, you're weird if you don't like the army grabbing your wife out of the car. When they took over, you know, areas of Ohio. Remember, that was in the Ohio newspapers. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers. An apology has been issued to civilians caught up in an incident involving armed soldiers taking part in a NATO exercise in southwest Scotland. Now notice, it's always an exercise. It's always a drill, like all the fake bio attacks and stuff before 9/11. Getting you used to this. Motorists using a public road in Wigtownshire were forced to stop by Ukrainian Marines acting with French soldiers. The events took place during an amphibious landing exercise at Luce Bay on Saturday. Two armed Ukrainian Marines involved in a mock hunt for terrorists, if they say two, try 5,000, had forced a number of vehicles on the coastal road near Port William to pull over. Oh, two Marines did that. I got other articles here out of Scotland. It was a lot more than that. It was hundreds, folks, and there were thousands involved. One driver, who had been unaware of the NATO exercise, had children in the car, and said they were left deeply distressed by the incident. Folks, what are you going to do if foreign troops stop you at a checkpoint? Can you going to go ahead and let them put you in the paddy wagon? You going to go ahead and see, they do these drills all the time until it's real, see, and you hesitate. The local police hesitate just long enough for them to take over all your police departments, everything. And don't think they won't do it. The globalists have a plan to inject hundreds of thousands of foreign troops in here and take over every police station, everything. And most of your mayors and police are going to go along with it, just like in Red Dawn. Folks, I'm not kidding. This is an official Army War College plan to have Russians occupy America. Colonel Roberts has talked about this. They were taught some of this in their exercises when he was in his officer training in the 80s, when he was going on to be a colonel. This is so insane. One driver, who had been unaware of the NATO exercise, had children in the car and said they were left deeply distressed by the incident. Major John Pullum, a NATO exercise commander, confirmed that the complaints have been made and immediate action had been taken. Major Pullum said all troops involved have been given clear instructions not to engage civilians at any time. This is just part of acclimation. I think in this case we had a situation where we had some troops that were unfamiliar with the surroundings and possibly became overzealous in their application of what they were required to do, he said. We subsequently followed up by speaking to the commanding officer of the unit concerned and reiterating those instructions that were in place. Entirely unacceptable. He added that full review of the incident was underway. Alex Ferguson, the MSP for Galloway and Upper Nethsdale, said that he was deeply disturbed by the incident. This must have been a terrifying ordeal for some people who were simply enjoying a drive in the countryside, especially for young children involved, said Mr. Ferguson. I think it's unacceptable this sort of thing should happen, and I think there are urgent investigations within the armed forces and MOD, and indeed NATO itself. It is entirely acceptable in any type of form. Now, that's the whitewash. I got other articles out of Scotland itself. They were pulling people out of cars, putting guns in their heads, the stuff they do. Now, here they do this in almost every public school with your children, guys in black ski masks. They use profanity. In Fort Worth 2 years ago, they shot Cop of the Year in the face during a drill in front of kids. They shot a child in the face last year. In Detroit during these drills, a few months ago, they shot some other child. A gun went off. Where was that? That was, I forget, so many of these articles. You've heard about it in your news. Dragging little kids around, elementary school students, loading them on buses. That's just normal. Well, let me just add this final point here. And this is in, by the way, this is in the Masters of Terror. And I believe we did a little clip in Road to Tyranny, didn't we? Yes, we did. Some of the articles. In early 2002, remember, two separate incidents of soldiers 50 miles away and 40 miles away trying to take over squad cars. Now, later Fort Bragg admitted, well, there were no drills with squad cars. See, it's tests. These troops are told, go in there and take down that cop. And when they pulled guns on the police officer, he had a lot more experience than they did in one case. Shot and killed one, injured the other. Other case, they blew one of them away. I mean, you know, these young guys pull their loaded guns, and then the cops kill them. And, you know, and you're like, well, don't be down on our troops. Oh, yeah, Delta Force came back and killed four of their wives. I mean, these guys have been, they're testing them. They're testing drugs on them. This is all part of acclimation, see? When this all first started in the early 90s, towns would get hit by black helicopters, troops would run around, take over cities, parts of cities, and then to be on the news. Well, a conspiracy theorist said they saw some black helicopters, there'd be smoking buildings, it'd be, it's a conspiracy. Later they said, okay, it's really happening. And so this is happening all over the place, folks, and it's very scary. And NATO had its AWACS in our skies, the 56 Norwegian F-16s, remember that? They said in 99, quote, we want Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. The fires in 99 that Clinton admits they set out west, they set them, and, you know, the government admits they set them. Remember that? John Stossel even did a report. Then they call in U.N. troops and the Army. All part of training you. It's happening. It's happening, folks. And now these checkpoints around the country, it'll be in the newspaper. Well, there were some foreign troops there helping out. Part of a NATO exchange. This is being done. And see, next time the folks in Scotland won't be as upset. Well, that's just what they do, see. And then these are very genteel people who were offended by police with guns. And now it's Eastern Bloc troops. All right. Don in New York, then Ron, Charles, Scott, and others. Don, go ahead.
Hello, Don.
Yes, sir.
North Carolina.
Okay, you're in North Carolina. I'm sorry.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to comment, brought up the information yesterday on JetBlue.
The airlines uploading their information to the Army.
Yeah, I'll tell a little bit about them. I'm an employee for U.S. Airways, and they have our company has two Rothschild on our board of directors.
And, sir, the Southern Poverty Law Center says that that doesn't exist. If you say it, that's a code word. Rothschilds right. Don't exist even when they're in the BBC intermarrying with the royal family and people.
Well, the director of Rothschild North America sits on the board at U.S. Airways.
They don't exist. The New World Order doesn't exist. The UN doesn't exist. The International Criminal Court doesn't exist, Rush Limbaugh said.
Right. A lot of people think that because they don't read. But back to JetBlue, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but Chuckie Schumer was instrumental in getting them up and running in New York. And also, George Soros is the big backer of that airline. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Who acts like he's against Bush.
Yeah, he's listed under Quantum Industrial Partners. It's on their own 10-K data.
Yeah, George Soros is an admitted Rothschild agent, just like Warren Buffett, and very interesting.
Yeah, he has another partner, and he's right out of the CFR. But anyway, this company, it's Quantum Industrial Partners. That's where he ducks and hides under this JetBlue. It's actually located, I have the address, it's in the Netherlands Antilles. It's KF Flamboyant 9, Willemstad, Caraco, Netherlands, and Antilles. So
everything's owned by Europe. We're absolute slaves. They're using us to take over countries and then blaming America when America's just a fist.
And everybody just wants to watch West Wing. Or everybody loves Raymond. But Soros owns 15% of the company. Fidelity Investment is also a big player there. They own like 13%. And the CEO, he's incorporated himself so he can duck and hide and not pay taxes there. But going back to...
The big corporations don't pay taxes. We do.
Yeah, they're all... U.S. Airways is adding flights all down in the Caribbean. But, you know, they have a new board of directors. And this man, I'll tell you his name. His name is James Simon Jr. He was assistant director of the CIA for 28 years. And he, after September 11th...
Yeah, sir, you don't get a job at the stock exchange as a director... Or in the, you know, the head of ABC or whatever, unless you were in the CIA.
Yeah, or a Freemason. And this man, he chaired the Homeland Security Intelligence Council right after September 11th. But the interesting thing...
Yeah, and I watched that council with Ridge, and they said to have a job, you're going to have clearance, a job anywhere. We're going to be total slaves, and isn't that interesting that he's CIA?
Not me, I'm not a slave, but... The other thing is this Mr. Simon, he sits on a board of a company right there in Austin called United Defenses.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they're into intelligence and homeland security issues, and, you know, they're in all of these technologies.
Well, let's just call it slave mastering.
Yeah. And the final thing I wanted to point out, that all the airlines are basically just full of these parasites. In fact, if you go to Halliburton, you'll find Robert Crandall, the ex-CEO of American Airlines.
Well, yeah, they're giant cash machines. Look.
He's got his big heart.
Hey, bud. The $25 billion the airlines got paid, all the top 10 could have run for 4 or 5 years off that without making a dollar, and they just made a profit bigger. Then they claim they're not making profits and lay everybody off. It's a total scam. Great points. More calls, more news coming up. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 94 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorazet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Ron in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I have several things here. I'll try to make it fast. First thing, I left a message with a friend, a blind friend named Chris, call you. He's a computer science student, a genius, and if he calls you, let him talk. He can enlighten you on the subject of touch screens and blind people's access to websites. But also, Alex, here in Oklahoma, our enlightened legislature passed a law making it a felony, and actually, it's an anti-terrorism law, making it a felony to trespass on a hog farm with a camera in your possession, or to take a reporter on this hog farm property trespass if he has a camera.
Now, let me stop you, Ron, because that's big. You're saying the newspaper's reporting that it's going to be an act of terrorism to gather news on these hog farms that are dumping all this horrible waste. It really is a problem, folks.
Okay, now, Alex.
Now, hold on. I hadn't heard about that. Tell me where I can find that so I can post it on the website, because I know that they're saying having one marijuana cigarette is going to be an act of terror. States are doing this. This is now all admitted. This is your Patriot Act. Tell me about this.
Alex, they didn't. I never caught it in the newspaper. I heard the lobbyist for the Oklahoma Pork Producers Association talking on our local Clear Channel talk radio station, KTOK 1000, on a talk program on a Sunday night, talking about this law. Okay? I have never found anything in the newspaper about it. I wouldn't know where to go. This was last spring. I've been to tell you about it several times.
Well, I know the state law in Oregon said having a gun in your possession, period, downloading music, blocking traffic, you all get life in prison. In a, quote, forest labor camp. Now that's a real bill by the head of the Judiciary Committee, a Senator Menas. That's really his name. You can't make this stuff up. So I've seen Stephen Megrits in Wisconsin got a bunch of prison time for suing a public official. They said, the state attorney said, that's an act of terror to sue a public official, quote, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So I believe it.
Alex, well, I'm kind of worried. I own a camera. Can I be arrested for possession of a terrorist weapon?
They're trying to pass laws restricting filming police and others. We're a third world country. They're going to put cameras up and watch us and then selectively edit it when they do bad stuff. But when we do stuff, they're going to use it against us. It's like the FEMA Command Center had footage of the Republican leadership in there controlling it to go after the Democrats when they left the state to Oklahoma. When they got caught violating federal law and doing that, they just said, oh, all the tapes didn't record that day. It's just incredible.
Also, Alex, how much involvement did the Criminal Intelligence Agency have in the bombings in Iraq and the United Nations bombing and the mosque bombing?
Well, the evidence is clear. The globalists are behind it. Even Chalibi, the terrorist bank robber they have running things there, bragged about it. Hey, UN, you're going to get bombed. And this is so the UN can come in and play the part as the martyr and then come in as the good cop, and then America can be blamed as the bad cop. It's like when that Muslim sheikh got killed, that imam from Iran. I mean, he was an Iranian agent, and the news said, looks like Iran killed him. I mean, that's so stupid. But people don't know where Iraq is on a map, so they just go, oh, Iran did it. But no. The globalists don't want things to go well in Iraq. They want to foster all of this. That way they can then have the UN come in as the savior. So this is totally staged. Look, believe me, they would find weapons of mass destruction in a second. Saddam had them all over the place. The problem is they were all declared sites marked Russian and U.S. from before the first Gulf War. That's admitted. That's the fine print. They could produce a fake weapons of mass destruction. They're not allowed to. They're meant to sit there and look bad and make America look bad, you understand, and make Europe look like the good cop when they really own America. Is that clear, Ron?
Well, I see where you're coming from. Right, I understand. I knew there had to be something behind these bombings in Iraq to let the United States, or to bring the UN.
Understand that also, if everything was freedom and happy and goodness, they'd have to pull the troops out. They wouldn't have an excuse to keep an occupation force in there. Would Israel have an excuse to keep an occupation force in Palestine if the Palestinians weren't blowing stuff up?
Right. I see where you're coming from.
Okay, and it goes back to Haaretz, folks, reporting that Israel helped found Hamas. Actually, in 1999, UPI reported, as well as Haaretz again. These are Jewish newspapers, folks. reported that the Israelis will get young Palestinians, have them blow stuff up as a pretext to keep the troops there.
So it all goes back to having to have a boogeyman.
Well, that's it. I mean, the troops couldn't stay there, and all this couldn't happen if that wasn't going on. And on top of it, the UN couldn't come in as the savior. This is all about giving America a big, fat, black eye. Thanks for the call. More calls, more news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, for
$59 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
His job to offer battle. The bad man, good and far. Americans have forgotten the ancestral memory of enslavement, of tyranny. I mean, just a few decades ago, people didn't trust the government. You didn't tattle on your neighbors. That was looked down upon. It was looked kindly upon in Soviet China and Soviet Russia and, you know, all those types of places in Nazi Germany. But was always looked down upon in some of the freer countries. Now it's a good, wholesome thing, and there's hundreds of public service announcements on TV and radio every day. Well, really thousands. Hundreds of thousands if you count all the stations together. But dozens a day on each station telling you how to be a good secret police member. Much of the curriculum in public school with BATF for whole semesters is what type of guns do your parents own. I mean, this is all admitted, and this isn't America. Again, tracker chips and all the cell phones pinpointing it down to a few feet, tracked by Homeland Security. The Green Bay News admitting that Homeland Security can dial in and listen to you. Television Week admitting Homeland Security can listen to you through your television. That's 1984, folks. That's not America. Why isn't Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity talking about that? Well, they're not. Sean Hannity says every child needs an implantable microchip and attacks me on the air because I'm against it. I'm sick of it. This stuff is crazy. It's absolutely out of control. Now, got a bunch of different key news articles here, folks. A whole slew of them. And they're all important, but I want to get to Charles and Mike and John and David and Karen and everybody else that's patiently holding. You want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Before I go any further, folks, I've made some really good videos. They're concise, they're focused, they're lengthy. They're riveting, they're scary, they're dynamic, they're influential, they're unlocking minds. They're causing a renaissance, a revolution of understanding, because we give people the spectrum view. We don't just cover one subject, we give you the wide spectrum view. But focus in within that spectrum in detail on multivariate facets. You need to get America Destroyed by Design that I made in 1997. You need to get Police State 2000 that I made in 99. The Takeover that I made in 2000. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove that I made in 2001. You need to get comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. Or interview former IRS Treasury investigator who quit when he found out it was run basically as an offshore scam for private banks. Right, you pay your money into the private government. And Walter Burian about the biggest game in town. You need to have these videos. Now there's 911, The Road to Tyranny. There's part two of that, The Masters of Terror. There's my newest film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. There's my book, Descent into Tyranny, the book I published that I think is just amazing, the best book out there on government-sponsored terror and problem-reaction solution is Ordered Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson that I published. It's on Infowars.com right now. Don't wait. Go get that book. 1995, 300-plus pages. Get a second book for only $12 as a gift to your friends or family. Give the gift of knowledge and support this show so I can pay my employees, so I can make more films, so I can get this stuff done, folks. We need your support, but that's secondary. We need you to get the films. Who else says, get my videos, make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes? Who else says that? Nobody. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to people. I, the thrill. What what's the equivalent of gold to me? What's the equivalent of yachts and big cars to Alex Jones? It's waking people up. It's unlocking minds. It's showing people the serial killers that run the world. It's about survival for me because I clearly see what's happening. I wanted the whole truth, and I got the whole truth, folks, as Patrick Henry said. He said, let me have the whole of it, no matter how bad. I'd rather know it. That's my payoff, is unlocking minds. That's what I'm greedy for. That's what I covet. That's what I'm jealous of, that I can't do enough, that I'm jealous, I'm envious of the other duties I have because I can't just totally dedicate myself to this fight. So you need to get the videos. You need to order them right now. You need to call. You need to stop procrastinating. You need to get them and make 10 copies and give them to the police chief, the sheriff, the county commissioners, that local talk show host. And just tell them, hey, this is some powerful info. Watch it if you love America. The toll-free number to get the videos, to get the books. My book's only $12, by the way, 220-something pages. 911 to send an attorney. The call toll-free is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Charles in Pennsylvania, then Mike, John, and others. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, meant to call you yesterday, didn't get a chance to. There was a gentleman that called, and I hope he's listening, that called a radio station here in Pittsburgh, and he brought up your name several times in Infowars.com and that sort of thing. The guy that he called, I realized that he didn't threaten him, but it could be construed that way. And that gentleman that he's calling is in solidly in with the police at just about every level. After a certain group of police worked me over, this gentleman did a fundraiser for them, and the woman who works for him as his director works for CPS also, doing fundraisers for them. So I just wanted to tell him, when he starts mentioning, you know, I have a rifle right here by my side and all that stuff, that he could get himself into serious trouble, and besides that, it discredits you, and it doesn't help you.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff that's done that's staged.
I understand.
I heard O'Reilly one day, they claimed that it was Randy Weaver, and obviously wasn't, but they acted, oh, we have Randy Weaver on the line, let's talk to him. Well, I'm an idiot, and I'm a racist, and I'm going to do all this horrible stuff, and well, I guess I deserve what happened to me. And Bill O'Reilly, well, there goes Randy Weaver. And so I have no idea about the show you're talking about.
Not going to mention his name.
But we have those here in Austin.
Beg your pardon?
We have those type of people here in Austin that are just basically worshipers of any type of corruption. They're there to back up the crime syndicates. I mean, look at Houston. The police admit they frame everybody. They shake down all the businesses. They do roundups on the streets of random families. They had paddy wagons out one night, blocked off the road in a major restaurant district, arrested people, grabbed their kids, threw them in paddy wagons, laughed at them. They're just randomly arresting people here, and, you know, and that's been in the news. It's just Soviet America. And that these talk shows get on the air and say, I don't care. I don't care who they kill or what they do. It's good. I don't know about your little talk show host or who you're talking about calling in the show, but the person sounded like an idiot. It was probably staged.
Well, I understand why this guy, because if you listen to him, he will make you extremely angry. And I understand what he called it first. He brought up that Hannity and the microchips and the children, and he did it, but he called back. And when he called back, the guy was waiting for him, and he kind of baited him into making him angry. And he said he didn't threaten him, but
what town is this?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I've been on the radio a lot of different interviews in Pittsburgh. You know, I really wouldn't worry about that.
If the guy's listening, I just wanted to give him a little tip about the guy. Don't do that.
I agreed, but violence is not the way to go, or threats of it. They're the ones that have to be violent. And there's a lot of cowards that want to cozy up to the evil. Deep down, they're afraid of it. They're cowards, and they're going to be crushed by their own system. We don't have to judge them. We don't have to deal, you know, God's going to deal with these people in their own lives, and I just feel sorry for them. And like Christ said, oh, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because they're going right into the jaws of hell itself. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Michael in Rhode Island, good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, Alex. Lately, I've been drafting up an article for my local paper about 9/11, how it was government-sponsored, how it was government-backed, how the government knew about it and allowed it to happen in order to get their agenda through.
That is criminal elements that control the government.
Good. Now, throughout my composition of this article, I have gone through hours of research. I've tailed through all the documentation, all the information, because I have to be able to personally back up every bit of information that's in that article so that when somebody comes to me and asks, how do you know about this?
Well,
where do you find
favor,
this information?
Do me a favor. Email that article to Paul Watson at Prison Planet, and you can be a contributor. If it's a good article, he'll post it.
Sure, no problem. But throughout my research, I've been documenting everything, as I've said. However, there's one bit of information which I haven't been able to find. I've looked at firstgov.org. I've been to numerous federal sites, the White House site.
Okay, what is it?
That is W199I, the order which Bush signed in order to prevent the Al-Qaeda investigation. I have not been able to find the firsthand documented source for that article, which I need in order to really hit it to them. That's a smoking gun. That's going to hit them like a hurricane. If I can locate the firsthand source government article.
Now what exactly are you saying, government article? What do you want?
You know the order that Bush signed, W199?
Well, I mean, you certainly know that when there's a BBC report about a secret document that the BBC has gotten, I mean, they don't release the document. They were threatened with arrest. The BBC got calls from Washington saying, don't publish that thing or we'll arrest you. And to prove they have it, they published two pages of what's over 20 pages long. But certainly you understand there's classified documents that newsmen get that they can't publish. So all of W199I is not public. People keep calling me over the years, where's W199I? We got like 9 mainstream news articles posted about news agencies that have seen W199I. John O'Neill, the late deputy director who got killed on September 11th, just so happened. He's the guy that leaked W199I to Greg Palast, okay?
All right.
A BBC Newsnight reporter.
What exactly was that? An executive order? What type of document?
Well, no, there's executive orders, there's presidential decision directives, and in the film I call it a PDD because it is, but the president can sign whatever type of order he wants. He has interdepartmental memos and orders, and that was a presidential order, what they call a PDD, but not listed in the normal PDD section. It was an interdepartmental memo by the Chief Executive Bush to the Justice Department ordered to the FBI. Then we have the ramifications of W199I in my second film on September 11th, Masters of Terror, where FBI agent Robert Wright's crying on C-SPAN at the National Press Club. Larry Klayman walks over and says, all I can say is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. We have this letter. We'll be arrested if we tell you what we know. You know, here's the letter from the Justice Department. So they were told. I'm sure you heard the FBI agents were told.
Right, yeah.
Stop their investigation. So we're told there's W199I. John O'Neill leaked it. Okay.
Yeah.
Two pages are published, and then we see FBI agents in Phoenix and in Illinois and Texas and Dallas telling us, yes, we were told we'd be fired, arrested, or worse if we stopped these guys. So there it is right there. Not just the reports, not just two pages of it, but then the FBI all over the place telling you that happened.
There's no way I can get that from Freedom of Information Act.
Go ahead and try. Yeah, it's been tried. Well, sir.
Yeah.
You have to understand, it's like Deep Throat or something telling the folks at the Washington Post, you know, this is what's happening. Then you got to go ferret it out.
Hmm.
But Northwoods is declassified. You get the whole document. We'll see if it's blacked out. I mean, you might be able to get W199I, but it's going to be all blacked out.
Right.
You're going to, this is just basic document research stuff. But look, the story came out, several pages were released. Greg Palast said on this show they couldn't release anymore. I talked to him privately on the phone. They said Lord Rothschild was putting a lot of pressure on him not to release this. Yes, Lord Wakeham of N.M. Rothschild was pressuring him not to release it. That's Greg Palast, Newsnight, BBC. All the time you hear about the newspapers getting threatened not to release a secret document. Remember Cheney's Energy Commission stuff?
Yes, I do.
Threatening to arrest, judicial watch, and all that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's just more of that, sir. But W199I has not been denied. W199I, the first two pages have been released, and the FBI has confirmed, independent agents, that, yes, they were ordered, threatened with arrest if they stopped Al-Qaeda.
And the BBC reporters who broke the first two pages were also threatened with arrest if they broke out.
Well, they were told, that's classified, you can't print that, you got to get off this story.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what Greg Palast said.
Well, shocking. I'm definitely going to include that in my article, and this is going to hit the campus like a hurricane, I'm telling you that.
Good.
They're waking up everyone from coast to coast.
You keep it up, my friend. Thanks for the call, Michael.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.
Yeah, that W199I thing, I mean, I've had so-called neocon talk show hosts who claim they're fighting the New World Order go, where is the W199I, Alex? Well, it's in my book, 911 to Sentinel Tyranny. Bill Clinton signed the order, the original W199I in 96, ordering that Bin Laden's family and the Al-Qaeda be left alone. There's a copy of that. And then right below it, there is Bush reissuing the order 2 months before 9/11. So there it is. Can they release the names of field agents? Can they release secret codes and all that? No, that's classified. This was a secret document, and the man who released it, from all the evidence, John O'Neill, is dead. I think that adds a little more validity to it, too. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You know, sometimes when I listen to you, I absolutely cheer, and then other times I cringe. And I don't belong to any organization, but I do occasionally check some genuinely leftist websites or socialist website like the WSWS.org website.
Yeah, they have a lot of good info in news. The problem is then their solution is socialism, which is the other arm of the New World Order.
Well, you know, I think in some cases you distort their positions and
I do not distort it. Socialism is evil and anti-human.
Well, just let me get some of these points.
Well, just please don't call up and tell me how good socialism is and then expect me not to counter you. I'm not to throw up on you.
Well, okay. Now, let me talk about what you just mentioned, for instance, the Northwoods Project. Now, the whole purpose and point of that was to set up and frame up Cuba for attack. Yes. Now, I never, it seems like whenever you mention that, you mention the fact that it was designed to fabricate terrorist attacks against Americans by the Pentagon, but you seldom, and I've never heard you mention that it's set up
in my book,
to attack
in my film, we have you seen Road to Tyranny?
No, I haven't.
You ought to, but we detail. Now, it wasn't just about Cuba. It was about a war with the Soviet Union. And let me expand on that. It was about arresting people domestically. They described sniper attacks in D.C.
Well,
to be
right.
carried out by the Pentagon to then be blamed on radicals. And the radicals today, of course, are black Muslims. That's who it was blamed on. We have seen all of Northwoods carried out.
Yeah. Let
me stop you and I'll hold you over if I have to.
Okay.
In 1967, the USS Liberty attacked for 4 hours by the Israelis under Pentagon control. Israel didn't initiate that. I'm not saying they're good, folks. My point is, they were under the control of the Pentagon. The planes were held back by LBJ. That was to be blamed on Egypt. Northwoods is only one of Zebra Rifle Team and Bojinka and all these government programs.
No, I agree with that. But the point I'm trying to make here is that by downplaying the fact that it was to attack a... I'll let you carry me over, if you will, then.
Do you know who put Fidel Castro into power, buddy?
Well, you know, the point
you know
is,
who held back the air support and left the Cubans on the shore without the right ammo?
You know,
the globalists control the communists. They put Mao in power. That's now admitted.
We'll
talk about it on the other side. The bloody, murdering, trash communists make me sick.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, sure we have great rates for you, too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodine form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me just tell Tom that if he likes socialism, he should love Bush. I mean, bigger government, more regulations, more control, gun confiscation, open borders. Because that's what I see all the socialists on the campuses pushing for, gun control, open borders, all that. And, yes, they were going to go in and take Fidel out. That was the pretext for carrying out terrorist attacks and under Operation Northwoods. But Fidel Castro and Mao and all of them, Lenin, were put in by the bankers. Now, are you not aware of that, John?
Well, you know, I think this is what you're really doing here. I commend you in exposing 9/11, exposing the threats to civil liberties and the rest, and you don't believe the military-industrial corporate media when it comes to these things, but you believe and promote the most destructive propaganda when it can be labeled anti-communist propaganda. You seem to promote the globalist corporate CI propaganda.
You don't understand that. You don't understand that the capitalist created communism as a way to con the serfs back into feudalism.
Well, I know that nutty John Birch Society version.
Okay, that's enough. I'm not going to sit here and argue, buddy. I mean, that we got a lot of callers who want to talk, and I'm not going to sit here and hear this. Don't tell me, John. It's not nutty. It's historical.
Why would 14 different capitalist countries invade the Soviet Union immediately after the Bolshevik Revolution? I mean, it's really ridiculous to claim that.
It's not the case. British intelligence wanted to get rid of their cousins, the Czars, and they used the communist. The Communist Manifesto was written right there in England. The whole thing was financed. Cecil Rhodes said we will use socialism and communism to control people.
The only reason that...
Hey, the British take our young men, turn them into Rhodes Scholars, send them back, and they push for socialism and communism. Come on, give me a break. Thanks for the call. I got to move on. You can call me back when I got more time. I just cannot sit here and hear you go, nutty. John Birch Society's nutty. Well, I don't know about the John Birch Society, buddy. I know I've researched it. And I know when McCarthy found out that the capitalists control the communists, that's when he got in trouble. And McCarthy was good. You got a big problem, buddy. You really do. All right, we don't have time to go to Gary and Tom and Michael right now. We'll get to you in the next hour. I want to hit on a couple of news items here before we end this hour. Again, the recall is back on for October 7th. Now come out that there's a secret file of Arnold by one of the more famous perverts out there. You know, the guy that did stuff with the bullwhips and the crucifix and all that. Well, it turns out Arnold's involved in that with that fella. It was one of his favorite little friends. They hung out quite a bit. Nice Christian conservatism. Again, let the neocons bellow. Just bring the troops home. Seattle Times is a great article. I want to get to that, but we'll do that a little bit later. Also, citizens across the United States speak out. And there's been an even bigger backlash against Ashcroft's little carnival barking tour and lies than they had thought. We'll be getting to that story. Also, breakthrough near for illegal immigrants and farmers. Farmers and Farm Workers Tuesday uncorked a potentially groundbreaking compromise that offers hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants the prospect of becoming legal U.S. residents. It's carte blanche, total legalization, total amnesty by Bush, again. And what the little socialists promote, Bush is for. And I want to go into some of the text of Bush's speech, the UN, and some of the lies there and what's really going on with that. Another article here, cameras watching students, especially in Biloxi. Wait till we get to that. And just a lot of other key stuff I haven't even scratched the surface on. Again, I'm going to get into campaign Chase's erotic Mapplethorpe nude photos of Schwarzenegger. The shocking nudes of Republican Schwarzenegger have been kept under lock and key at the state of Robert Mapplethorpe, New York, the Drudge Report has learned. Well, we already knew this, folks, from the news years ago. Mapplethorpe, whose infamous self-portrait with the bullwhip, bleep, 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 as many photographs, bleep, 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 bleep. Oh, he considered Schwarzenegger, in part of the bleeping bleep bleep, as one of his favorite subjects, one of his little buddies. Sorry, we can't tell you the details. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.